concerns of some of his advisors, who warned that it might derail the effort to finalize his North American trade deal. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who negotiated some of the deal's provisions with Mexico, had raised concerns about the potential impact on the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, as had Mr. Lighthizer and Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. But they were opposed by aides like Peter Navarro and Stephen Miller, a chief policy advisor, and they were overruled by the president, who argued that the tariffs had previously worked to pressure the Mexicans on immigration. Mr. Trump has made heavy use of tariffs on trading partners from China to Europe, but imposing tariffs on Mexico, the United States' largest trading partner, would be a significant escalation in the president's trade war. Mexico is a key supplier of products like fresh tomatoes and grapes, blue jeans, televisions, medical devices, and automobiles. Many companies have created supply chains that snake back and forth across the border, meaning some companies could be forced to pay tariffs multiple times as their products travel from farms to factories to consumers. Businesses are also worried that the president's move risks derailing what would be his signature trade achievement, passing the newly negotiated North American trade agreement. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement was signed just last year, but it still needs to be ratified by legislators in all three countries. Mexico submitted the text to its Senate hours before Mr. Trump's threat, but the Mexican officials are unlikely to move forward with that vote with the threat of tariffs hanging over them. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, in an interview on Wednesday with the Bloomberg News, said he was concerned and anxious the tariffs would interfere with ratification of the USMCA, which is the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, but he added he was also hopeful that tariffs would not go into effect. "I'm hoping that we can find some reasonable, actionable items that Mexico can achieve that would again ameliorate the president's actions here,"